Hey everybody, Jay Schlansky here from the Fifth Trooper Network. I just want to take a moment to thank you for checking out this show. Did you know that over at thefifthtrooper.com we have tons of other content, including blogs, other podcasts, all kinds of stuff. In addition, if you want access to exclusive content, you can join us on patreon.com/thefifthtrooper and join at any level and you'll get access to exclusive blog articles, access to our private Discord, and much more. So please check us out and thank you so much for all your support.
Welcome to the Fifth Trooper Podcast.
Hello and welcome back to the Fifth Trooper Podcast. I'm Jay Schlansky and my host with the most is Tim Hannon.
Hello, hello.
Hey.
It's a pleasure to be here.
Yeah, so this is new for you and me and the listeners.
That's right.
If I'm not going to take, take it for granted that you guys listen to the scoundrels out there. So I'm going to let you know what's happening. We have started.
Why is Tim in my ear holes?
Yeah, that's right. Why is Jay and Tim here? Jay hasn't been on the Fifth Trooper Podcast in over a year. So basically what we're doing is we've changed up formats a little bit. We're starting a new season here on the Fifth Trooper, and Tim and I are taking over. Evan and the boys did a great job for us while I was away, but they took a step back and they're doing some other stuff now. We're going to have them on from time to time, but they're doing some other things for the Fifth Trooper, and I left the Scoundrels. So if you listen to Scoundrels this week, I wasn't on this week. Neither was Kyle, though, but he was sick. But I wasn't on the Scoundrels this week, and Kyle and Mike Dashes Barry are taking over Scoundrels back, taking that back over, I guess.
Back to the roots.
We're going back to I wanted to play Back in the New York Groove as the opener for this, but I realized we would get slapped on.
Just going to say, I think that would really affect some things, but yeah, okay.
Yeah. So I think that's a great way to say it. We're going to kind of head back to our roots. So if you've been with us from the beginning, you know, when I started the Fifth Trooper Podcast, now little trivia for everyone out there, Evan was not my original co-host when I started the Fifth Trooper Podcast. I had another co-host, Nick, was his name. And I want to say he was on for about maybe 10 episodes, maybe. And then Evan came in.
I don't think I knew that.
Yeah.
I think I just learned something. There we go, everyone.
My buddy Nick, he and I played Legion. Now, Nick was a very quiet, like analytical guy, which I thought, oh, hey, this will work on a podcast. Not the quiet part, but the analytical. And I thought maybe, hey, you know, there's no one around. It's just me and him. Maybe he'll be a little bit more talkative, which he was. But he wasn't feeling it. Like we did it. We did about 10 or 12 episodes. He's like, hey man, I can't do it. And I was like, no worries. And then in that time, I had met Evan playing Legion. That's how I met Evan. And so Evan, as everybody knows, is very social and sociable. And so I asked him if he wanted to be, he was actually doing an X-Wing podcast at the time. And so I asked him if he wanted to be my co-host on here. And that's really when we found our groove. So we're getting back to the roots. And when we first started, what I was saying was 5 years ago, 6 years ago, 5 years ago, when we first started, the Fifth Trooper Podcast was kind of the blue collar everyman podcast, and Scoundrels was the like high end, you know, competitive. Despite my best efforts, Scoundrels has stayed the high-end competitive. I tried to drag them down in the mud with me.
You even put me on the rotation to try and drag it down. So between the two of us, just saying just garbage left and right. You know.
Yep. I tried to sabotage that podcast in every way I could. But boy, Kyle just stayed strong. But with Kyle's on there with bringing Mike back, it just made sense to kind of refocus them strictly to competitive. I brought Tim over here with me. So Tim won't be rotating on the Scoundrels anymore unless they invite one of us on. But
unless I happen to like have a winning streak and I, you know, happen to do well, like at a tournament or something.
Yeah,
you can come back now for a minute.
Either one of us, right? Yeah, that'll be the only time you'll hear us on there. or if I have to sub in for somebody. But like, but yeah, so I'm really excited about this. I loved doing The Scoundrels, don't get me wrong. But it was hard for me at times just because, sure, you know, Kyle and Mike and Timbo and all those guys are so high level competitive that there was times during that podcast where I'm sure you guys saw it if you watch on the YouTube where I was just zoning out because I was just like, I just don't like, I can't mentally like deal with like what you're talking about because it's so like high level.
Well, because you only have so much space in your life and in your brain and in your game brain. And sometimes you're just like, I just can't. You've hit a level. I care a lot. I want to win. But you've hit a level that I'm just not able to get to at this moment.
Yeah. And so, you know, the other thing is we always had to record that one later at night and I hated it. And so I'm just really happy to be back home back to my home. And with that said, you know, Tim and I are going to get back to that like kind of blue collar look at Legion and gaming in general. I want to have more interviews. We want to do interviews. We want to have community members on. We want to have, you know, all kinds of different people come on and talk about their experiences in Legion. Just like we used to do. So I'm really excited about that, you know?
Yeah, it'll be good. It's, like you said, I enjoy the being able to have an overview of not only Legion, but just Legion adjacent things, because I feel like one of the side bonuses of having a regular game, whether it's Legion or something else, is that you always find yourself in a game store, right? And so you're always being exposed to new games and things on display. Our local store here in Rochester, Millennium, is fantastic for that because now they have this new space. So they have games like always displayed. They actually have the space to take out the components. And a lot of games nowadays have actually like nice components that are worth showing off. Like back in the day, like if you ever played the old Castles of Burgundy, it wasn't really anything to look at. It was a great game. I love that game. But wasn't a huge amount of things to look at. And so now they can like with newer stuff, they can take it out and look at it and make it appealing for everyone, which is great. And so you get to see those things when you're in the game store.
Yeah.
And so having the freedom to be able to talk about that and not have to like immediately steer back to Legion every time is great. Although, Legion is still the focus.
But and listen, and I think anybody and Tim is exactly right. Anybody who had been listening to when Evan and I used to do it, there would literally be entire episodes where I don't think we even talked about Legion, where we would go on some tangent about some other game and why it was adjacent to Legion. But like, I definitely missed that. And I miss talking about other things. And, you know, there's just so much that I wanted to talk about that I would get yelled at by the Scoundrels listeners for like even like bringing up, you know, you why are you talking about Lorcana for 15 minutes? You didn't even get to Legion yet.
Meanwhile, I can't stop thinking about Lorcana, but that's fine. You know, it's okay.
I
know. Floodborne's coming out, man.
I know.
It's so good. I don't know if I'm going to get any, but I need to try. There's so many good things in that.
I just built my first deck the other day. I think I told you about this, but anyways, I built a princess deck with Moana there. Oh yeah, it's so good.
It's so strong.
Yeah. But anyways, back to the formatting. Yes. Yeah. so
see, exactly. Yeah. There you go. Oh man.
There's so many things I want to talk about. So we're going to come back with some of our old segments that we used to have. I was telling Tim before we started here, we used to have an old segment called We're Doing It Wrong, where we would talk about a rule or something that we got wrong and we had to like at a tournament. And Tim has signed on to do that. Probably next week we'll do one of those. And also just kind of, you know, Tim and I are definitely like have lives and other things going on and talk about how Legion fits into our lives, you know, and what it does to your life. It erodes it away like battery acid.
We have different views on that. I would say it's a very constructive thing for me, but okay, that's fine. Yeah.
You know, it, yes. Yes and no. Okay. All right. Let's talk about it. It's definitely one of my few chances for like community stuff, right? Like as I get older, I think a lot about community and I don't go to an office. I mostly work from home and anybody I deal with during the day, if it's not my cat, wife or kids, it's through Zoom. Right. And so it's like my one opportunity to be, you know, with people with similar interests that I want to have conversations with and all that stuff. Yeah. But it also costs me a lot of like husband credits in order to make it happen. And so this past weekend, Tim's going to talk about a tournament he was at that was local to us. Tim's up here in New York now, which is great. Mm-hmm. For us. I don't know about for Tim, but it's great for us so far.
Nice and cold, that's for sure.
Well, it hasn't even started, boyo. You're not even in the thick of it yet.
I know, but my little Echo show in front of me shows me snow right now, so that's great.
We're supposed to get some tonight. We had a local tournament, and as much as I wanted to go and rep and it's right in my backyard, that was not in the cards for me. I have a bathroom remodel that I'm still working on. Right. And this is the problem, right? Is that I had one kid that was both on the varsity football team and the varsity soccer team. So we had basically games two games every weekend for like the past 2.5 months. My other kid was the lead in his play. So he had, he was going to all the like after school, and then we had his play and all that stuff. Rachel's been working most weekends. So like, it's just been, it should have been done by now. I'm doing it myself. And there's not enough time. That all being said, led me to, there was no way on God's green earth that I was going to tell my wife that I would not be working on the bathroom. I would instead be going playing Toy Soldiers in Rochester.
It's Star Wars Toy Soldiers, though, so that's better. It's okay.
It is. and I think 90% of the time she's pretty reasonable. I just gauged this one, that this was not going to be one of those times.
Yeah. Well, no. And that's, so I'm also married, and I don't have any kids. I got two dogs though. And, but we love to travel. I am a little bit spoiled, honestly, as far as like husband points go, because there's no kids in the picture.
Right.
Abby, my wife, is a travel nurse. And so she is gone all the time. And so like, it's really like, she doesn't care. As long as I come home and let the dogs out for a little bit, don't tell the mom, man, but I do that sometimes. and so I'll do that. And then I can go kind of do whatever I want. And it's great. It's a lot of freedom. It's only a little lonely sometimes. I only cry like every other night. So it's okay. Right. We've cut down for every night.
I told him he can't do Wednesday nights anymore, because that's when we're recording. So he's got to move his crying to Thursdays.
That's right. Or no, I cry on the way from work. And then by the time
that's good.
They've dried.
Okay, yeah, that's so good. Yeah, I don't want to see any tears. No,
absolutely not. Never again.
You're not allowed to be emotional. Not here.
But then locally, Thursday nights seems to be our play night. And so like those Thursday nights, my dedicated night, and that's fine. But then my other schedule, I'm a very social person. I love going out and going to eat somewhere, going out for some drinks or something like that. And so Thursdays are my dedicated Legion day. If someone asks, can we do something Thursday evening? I'll probably say no, because that's I'm going to show up. And we could talk about this for a whole nother time too. But like, even if no one else is going to show up at the store, I'll still show up, throw my army down. And then if someone wants to learn to play, they can learn to play right there. Boom.
Yeah.
But other nights, I'm open to Legion, but those are like kind of more in flux and just kind of week by week. So I like having a set schedule. So I like having my set Legion night, and then everything else is kind of case by case. But yeah, time is precious. It's precious.
It really is. And it was funny. There was a couple people, Mikey S from Scranton, and some other people that I was talking to. They're like, hey, you going to this thing in Rochester? And I'm like, nah, dog, I got family and house stuff. And they're like, Sure. All right. Yeah, me too. Okay. I should probably just do that. You know, like, it's just like, but it's like one of those. Go ahead.
No, I was just gonna say, to be fair, we did hit 16, so that's good. So we were good. So we got our numbers.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah, I mean, but it was just funny because it's like, I think there's a group of us that are, I think you're probably part of that now too, where it's like, if there's something, like, you've got to have a real good reason. Like, I mean, if she was in town, right, and you're like, that's a little bit harder. Yes. when you get a few, like, if she was home this weekend, I don't know if you so much were gonna be.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. It depends. It's case by case. But again, like, we have stuff that we need to get done. So it's, yeah, sometimes it's all right. And
right.
Yeah. But yeah, it's the weekends that she's home are very different discussions.
Yeah.
Although I will say, over the years, and I did this back in Knoxville too, when we would play, I found that Saturdays a lot of times will be a Legion thing. And then if I do that, Sunday is then our day. So then we do, and then we have, like, Sunday is just her and I, just it's date day, whatever that looks like, but it's date day.
I fully suspect, like, I'm getting to the point, my youngest is 13. So, like, we're almost to the point where, they're all just kind of doing their own thing. But I fully suspect once he graduates that, like, if Legion's still a thing in 5 more years, which I think it is, it will be. But, like,
in some form, I think it will be. Yeah.
When he's out, I think the paradigm will change a little bit, where I think it'll be fine. Like, it won't be as big of a deal if I'm like, hey, I'm going to go Saturday to go do this thing, you know.
Yeah.
But now between the kids and the house and, oh God. No, this bathroom renovation is I mean, I had to completely replumb the entire, I had to tear out the floor. I had to tear out all the walls. I had to replace the tub, the walls, the everything. So I've done all of that. I've redone all the plumbing. Sheetrock's all up. Now I'm just finishing up mudding, and I'm almost there. Like, it's so close.
Jay, these hands are stained with super glue and keyboard sweat. Not real sweat. So I could never. I could never.
I grew up, my father was in construction. And I used to, like, do roofing and stuff with him. And that's where it put me on a path to be an artist, right? Was
Keep going. I'll share my perspective on that, but keep going.
Yeah. Yes. And so, you know, away from manual labor. But I will say, since I've owned a house, it's very much like I'll have contractors do, like, I have a 2-car garage that I had a contractor build, because that's just a job that's, like, way too big for me as a single person. But there's, like, I've had contractors come in and do, like, one or two things, and then they charge me, like, what they charge, and I'm like, yo, no way is that happening again, right? And so I'm like, dude, I will just do the plumbing myself. Are you kidding me? Like,
so what I do now, because also as a homeowner, is I get multiple quotes. And here's your pro tip. If you want actual advice here for people listening, always get multiple quotes. Never just go with one quote, unless it's a really good quote, but still, like, always get multiple quotes. But I always like the cost breakdown, and let me see what labor costs and your equipment costs, because equipment costs aren't going to really change from person to person. Yeah. It's the labor costs that are going to fluctuate. Yep. And so there's a certain level, and I don't really have a hard line, but there's a certain line where my labor and time is worth that amount of money that I'm willing to pay someone else to do it instead. But it's, it just depends on the job, but
And it's always that, like, I don't know, you know, like, they always say you kind of become your parents a little bit, even if you don't want to. But there's definitely that thing that my dad had, where it's just like, I would look at something like a contractor did and be like, yo, are you kidding me? I could do way better. Like, you know what I mean? It's just,
I,
like,
get it.
But then as I'm in the middle of it going, what am I doing? Like, I don't even care that I could do it better at this point.
That's what I was going to say, is my dad was a landscaper.
Yeah.
And so he taught me all the landscaping things and all these things. And it's funny, he drilled that into me, all that for me to say when I graduated or when I went to college. I was like, cool, I'm going to work so I never have to do any of that, because I hate this. This is awful. I know how to do it. I just hate it. Awful.
I did about 3 years, junior, senior, and then freshman year of college. Like, I did about 3 summers worth of construction of roofing and siding. And I was just like, nah, I'm good. Like I never, I'm like, no, I'm all set with that.
It's a great motivator for your career, right? Yeah. Like, you know what I'm not going to do? Yeah. This. Never this.
Yeah. It's just so, I was thinking about it the other day. Like I was looking at my roof and I was like, oh, I got to get up there and take care of something. And I'm like, God, I don't want to get on a ladder. Like, but then I was thinking about like when I was a young kid, like carrying like two bales of like shingles up a ladder, like not even thinking about the consequences. But man, I'm such an old man now and going, I don't know, man.
When I was a teenager, I helped my dad transplant on our property a red maple. And it took us all day and digging. We had to rent a backhoe and 2 days worth of labor.
Yeah.
It's just him and I. And now in my house, my old house and in this house, I've had red maples that I'm either cut down or will cut down. And I just like, I cry a little bit. I also spit at the sky, like, take that, dad. Like, you know, like this.
Yeah, you do a lot,
like,
of
crying. I'm not saving nothing. I'm just going to burn it down. That's fine.
Yeah.
And I'm spite. Anytime I see a red maple, I'm cutting it down.
Yeah. It's just, it's funny, man. One of those things about owning a house, right? And I think that, like, these are the life things, right? That get in the way sometimes of Legion. And it's interesting, you know, how sometimes, and this is what I mean, very honest with everybody, this is what I struggled with sometimes on The Scoundrels was, and I, you know, Kyle's got a life and he, you know, he's got kids and family and all that too, but like sometimes the way they would talk about things, I was just like, there was days when we were recording where I was just like, I could care less. Like, this is not important to me right now. But there were things I was very like animated and heated about, but you know,
Well, and Kyle's able to balance that really well, but I think he is the exception, not the rule. Like, and he is great for that and he's stronger for that, but it's really hard to emulate that.
So why don't you, let's talk a little bit. So Millennium, right, in Rochester, they had a store championship.
Supposedly, from what they say, the biggest local game store in the country, from what they say, play space wise or store wise. I don't know. I have no idea how we validate that. And so it's true.
I want to say it's square footage. Last time I talked to, I think that's what Travis was saying.
Yeah. So we'll just go with that. But yeah, so they have this new location opened up a couple of months ago. They've had a couple store champs now. Last one couldn't quite get up to snuff, but this one we got up 16, which is great. We had our local group, now is called the Rochester Raiders, and again, we could really spend time talking about that, the power of having a local identity. And that's, I'm not at all tooting my own horn here. I'm just saying that I came from a place that we had in Knoxville, we had a really strong local community. Part of that was our local identity. We had stickers, we had jerseys, we had stuff. Like, if you wanted to support it, you could, and you could show your local pride, right?
Yep.
And so that sounds really silly, but I promise you, on not just a gaming level, but also on like a mental level, like it matters, and it really, like, belonging to a group like that matters. And it sounds silly, but like, even so, Millennium had we had a full showing. While we were there, I have stickers, and I'm handing out stickers for Rochester Raiders, the Star Wars Legion group. Great. And I think that day on Saturday, I think we added 5 new people to the group.
Nice.
Boom. Just, oh, what's this? Oh, Star Wars Legion. Oh, cool. Oh, wow. Oh, you guys play? What do you guys play? Boom. So being there, being present is huge.
Always. Yep.
And this is, again, I won't go off on too much of a tangent here, but this is why I'm really big on who cares about store champs, in the sense of like, is there going to be 16 people? Is there not? Is there going to be a world's invite? There's no world's invite. It doesn't matter.
Yep.
Show up, go to your local stores, play at your local stores. That's how the game grows. Otherwise, it just goes away. The only way to grow it is to go to it.
I agree with that. I think the argument with that, where that starts to taper off a little bit, is for us up here. I'm sure a lot of places are like this, but you know, you guys have your group that those stores are 10 or 15 minute drive, right?
Sure.
But the rest of the people who would be coming to those tournaments are hour and a half, you know, away. And then that becomes more of a, goes back to what we were just talking about, where it's like, okay, if it's not a store championship and it's just a regular tournament, am I going to spend my points with my wife or my significant other or whatever at this point to spend to drive hour and a half to go do something that, you know, sometimes that becomes a different equation.
I agree with that. And like you said, we just talked about all that. But again, I would do that. And this is a personal, it really comes down to personality. Yeah. And like, if you're willing to do that in Knoxville, I would do the same thing. We had Cleveland, Tennessee, for those that know it, they in Dice Head, great store. It was in a mall. They actually bought out the other part of the mall, like across the hallway from them. So they had a huge play space as well. It was great. Anyway. And so they would do events pretty recent, like after the, or pretty quick after the pandemic was kind of waning a little bit. So they're the first one to pick it back up. And so it was very regular for us to drive out hour and a half. Now, the thing I would say for that is we would carpool. That made it better.
Yeah. Yeah.
We would always carpool over and say, okay, I'm not going to go by myself, but I'll go if I can get like a few other guys to go and either share driving or share gas or whatever. But anyway, but no, it's absolutely a personal thing, but show up to your local stores, y'all, and play your games. Anyway, so we had Millennium was great. Isaac Penley ended up winning it. It was a great dude. Great, great dude.
Again, he took the one down in Syracuse too.
He did. He did. Yeah. It was because he had his invite, you know, invite went to, oh goodness, I forget his name all of a sudden. Oh no. It was he was friends with Evan. He was a great dude. Anyway,
Jason. Michael?
Yeah. I think was it?
Mike.
He was
come on.
Anyway.
Oh god.
Oh, while you're finding that. But Isaac ran Empire and it was a good time. But it was really cool to see the different lists coming out. I got to
Marcus.
Marcus. I knew it was an M. I couldn't remember what it was. Yeah, Marcus, great dude. He won with Din. And so we're going to throw that out there and just let that sit, let that marinate. That is not at all an endorsement of Din. It's still trash. He's just a good player who was able to make something out of nothing. But
well, I would argue, I mean, looking at his list, so he was playing Krennic, Bossk, Din. Mm-hmm. I mean, this is very, you know what? This is actually funny. This is a very similar list to what I played in Syracuse. That's except for mine was Bossk and Boba versus Bossk and Din. So
because it's better. But but it was a great time. You know, we were able to walk across and get some wings for lunch. But yeah, it was just great to have a local event where everyone's out there and playing their heart out. I played, goodness, I can't remember whatever. I got Republic brought a little bit of Yoda fun. So you know, it's fine. Yoda Chewie is not my jam. I'm trying to make him my jam. I can't really get behind it. I love Yoda as a unit. Yoda Chewie for me just doesn't really like it. It works to a degree, but like, I don't know. It doesn't. I think there's other things I could do with Chewie's points. I actually really want to try. I'm not going to try it for this upcoming tournament at Heart of the Game in Buffalo this weekend, but I want to try Yoda Rex because I actually think.
All right.
Yoda Rex Clone Ball and Yoda's just like supporting the Clone Ball can be really cool. You can give Rex, if you play Yoda's 2-pip twice in a game, you could potentially give Rex Relentless twice, which is great. So I do think there's some play in there, but maybe that's just me.
Yeah.
You know, it's okay. It's okay. But I really do enjoy it. Yoda is, we talked on Scoundrels, right? About, you know, trick or treat and you know, who's good. Is he not? Is he a trick sometimes? Maybe sometimes. He's tricky, but he's so fun. He's so rewarding to play. But yeah, it was interesting. Learned a lot of good lessons that day. Like I said, one of them being, I'm just not a Yoda Chewie fan. Just can't get behind it, man.
Is interesting. So Isaac was playing. So when he played in Syracuse and won, he was playing a really good clone list. I actually talked about it on the Scoundrels. Because Mike had come on and started talking about all the fire support shenanigans. I was like, yeah, I just played this guy Isaac. He just did it to me. But now he's playing a dark trooper. He's playing a remnant.
Yeah, he was playing Remnant and he played it really well.
Yeah.
It's actually him and I.
Player.
He was my loss for the day. So it was an honor to lose to the winner. So it was great. Yeah. So yeah, it was a great game. But yeah, he was throwing, and we talked about this after the game was over. First off, I deployed wrong. It was on me as well. Like I understand what I did wrong there. But he was throwing, on average, I don't think he rolled anything less than 6 hits every roll. Minimum. It was a minimum of 6 hits every time. So I shouldn't say on average, excuse me. Minimum of 6 hits every time. Normally, it was more like 7 to 9. It was just disgusting amount of dice. And so my list, for those that are curious, my list was very big on damage mitigation. It was Yoda, Chewie, Padme with Boyle. Yeah. And so we're doing dodges and barriers and guardians and all the shenanigans and token sharing and all that stuff. So my list was made to absorb damage, which it did. I absorbed a lot. And I think we got to like turn 5 or 6, but like, it doesn't matter. There's a certain level where you just can't absorb that much damage. Right. His output was insane. And he's a great player. So he played it well too.
Well, and it's funny, right? Because when like you throw in that much dice and it's just like, eventually it's going to get through. Right. And it was like when I played Isaac in Syracuse, I was playing the double bounty list and he kept just like unloading into Boba, and Boba save, you know, like he was saving for sure. But it just like, he just was running out of luck, I guess, because it was just dice rolls. Right. And it's just like, And I know he was like, God, I can't kill Boba. And I'm like, in my head, I was like, it's coming.
That's right. Yeah. He's going to blank out eventually. It has to happen. But yeah. Well, and it's also part of the issue for my game with him, with Isaac, was we both had kind of gun lines, but mine's like a more reserved clung ball line. And so I think had I had a very fast list or a melee focused list, it's a very different ball game, but it's gun line versus gun line. His gun line was just stronger than mine, and that's okay. That's how it goes sometimes. But I really wish I had been able to bring like a full Wookiee Battle Force. One day I want to be able to experiment with that and have the full Wookiee Battle Force. I've heard a lot of cool things. But no, it was good. I got
to get through.
It is. It's like 90 wounds. Sometimes you can get it up to. It's insane. But Isaac ended up winning not only the event, but also I got best Imperial player. So, hey.
Oh, nice.
And so that's actually, I do want to touch on that briefly. I made these medals, and I actually also got best Republic player. So it's kind of weird to like, take the medal I made, but it was whatever. And it's really funny how much weight and importance is put on, obviously, winning, like coming in first, or, you know, getting your invite. Sure. Like the little things, these little trinkets, little trophies, whatever they are, you don't have to go over the top. I paid probably $3 a medal before tax, $3 a medal. And they were drawn on with Sharpie that said best in faction. And then whatever the faction was, really badly. Next time we'll probably do stickers. Evan was judging and helping run it too, and so like him and I talked, and we're like, okay, probably next time we'll actually do some stickers to make it look a little bit better. But still, very low effort, low investment.
Yeah,
people were talking about that after the game. They were talking about like, I didn't win, but I got a medal. I didn't win, but I got best in faction. And like, it's these little things, because you can take that home, you can hang it. I actually just recently invested in the shadow box full of little trophies and trinkets from all my adventures and things there, because I like to go all over, and I don't win, but I like to have a good time, and it's great. I still, from my screen's like flashing, sorry. There we go.
What's happening?
My light was messing with it. But I still have from, I think, 4 or 5 years ago. No. 3 years ago, excuse me, right from when the pandemic was just starting to end, we just started having events again. Went to Dallas, and I got third, and I got a thermal detonator. Like a little, nice. It was just 3D printed. Like, low investment, I imagine. And I still have that, and I love that stupid thing, because it's just the little stuff. It's the little tchotchkes that you can hold on to, and be like, oh, that's a memory for me. I did that. I was there. Crucible did it too. It was great. Crucible had a lot of prize support, and
I would agree. And, you know, it is weird when you win your own, like, because we provide, you know, often we're providing stuff for events, and and so when I'm like at the event and then I like win whatever it was that I was providing, and I'm like, all right, just hand that down, you know.
It's like that meme of like, it's either Obama or Biden, like giving a medal to himself. That meme. It was exactly that meme. I was like, okay, moving on, next person.
But I mean, that's, you know, we used to give, I used to do a lot of like we used to do order tokens, and we used to like provide stuff like that, like product that we put out. Then recently what I've gotten into doing for events is we do sets of command cards. So at the one down in Orlando there, I did Disney command cards.
They were so good. They were so good.
Yeah, thank you. And then we did the one at Keystone that was in Scranton. We did the Office command cards. And then I'll little secret, but I'm doing ones for Philadelphia for PAX. So, and they're going to be Philadelphia focused. So we're, you know, I think those people like those command cards, number one, and they like having something that's unique to the event that they were at, right? And so, yeah, I agree with you. I think that's like when we think about that sort of stuff, like how can you do something? It doesn't have to be expensive. Like you said, it could just be what's unique to mm-hmm. that particular event that maybe they won't see somewhere else.
Well, and for, you know, if you have a slightly bigger event, like a multi-day event, like locally or something, if you want to go like one step up without still like breaking the bank, another thing that we used to do is we would get, like, I think a lot of times, like some kind of Star Wars-esque toy. I know like Funko Pop was always the easy one. And so we get like a Funko Pop and then spray paint it gold and, you know, whatever it was, if it was like a Stormtrooper, like Best Imperial or like, you know, Best in, you know, depending on what you could get, you would tailor it and make the award fit. But like stuff like that, you can get them for $5 sometimes.
Yeah.
And so you're spending $5, spray painted gold. We all got gold spray paint, or, you know, all got spray paint from all our painting. Like, and that's it. That's all it takes. And you draw on it and like, you know, write some words on it, and then you're set.
So that's great. So congratulations to Isaac to winning and Marcus. I know Marcus has been knocking on the door for a while. So he's been he's been at a lot of the same tournaments. I've played Marcus a number of times at this point. Yeah. And a young kid, and he keeps getting better every time I play him. He's at least 10 to 20% better than he was the last time I played him. So that's great.
Him and Evan played and at the tournament, and Evan said that he hasn't been able to beat Marcus in the past like 5 times they've played together, like just in, like local warm-up matches and everything like that. And he, unfortunately, poor Evan, got his dice were, I saw this game happen because I got a buy, and so I saw this game happen, and Boba Fett got almost one shot. He rolled like 5 blanks and just was like, okay, have a nice day.
So Evan was playing Iden, Imperial Officer, Boba, Shore, Mortar, Special Inferno, and Scouts.
It's a solid list.
Yeah.
Except for the strike teams. I think are... There's a Scoundrels thread on that, right? Or Scoundrels episode where we talked about strike teams being traps and like... They just get punked off the board. Imperial, they just don't throw hard enough. Invest your points. I think you're better off with just a naked Stormtrooper, honestly. But that's my opinion.
Where things are today. I don't disagree with that. Yeah,
I think they can just get blown off the board so easily. I'd rather have a naked objective grabber.
A lot of like I've been I hated this list, and anyone who listened to Scoundrels knew I hated this list. I played it once last February at you'll appreciate this, I call it Roll Tide, Tim, but it's, it's the T series, it's that Separatist Invasion list that's got So it's got a T-Series with a Steam Leader and Emergency Stims, right? to keep him alive. You then have 8 battle droids, all with E5Cs, all with the worker droids. So they all heal. So you have 8 battle droids with 2 heals.
That's right.
And then a comms relay on one of them. And then you have the AAT, the tank. I've been thinking a lot about this list again. I'm like, I don't know. Maybe it's time to play this again.
I think it was when Dark Troopers were still fairly new-ish. They weren't disgusting yet, so no one knew how disgusting they quite were yet. But so I was playing with them, and I played against someone who had double AAT and a whole bunch of repair bots. I think the entire list had repair bots with double AAT, and I kept track, and I'd have to go through my messages to find it. But I think I threw 146 crits across my thing, or 146 dice maybe. And I finally, by the end of the game, I killed one AAT.
That
was it. Cause they just kept healing, and that was just disgusting.
I've told the story, but like one of the most disgusting parts of it was, a good buddy of ours, Matthew from he's from Scranton as well. He was playing a Maul Shadow Collective list.
Okay.
And he busts Maul in to one of my B units, right? And I go, you better kill them all. And he goes, what? I go, if you leave anybody, they're coming back. And he's like, oh my God. And so he left. He ended up leaving. He killed everyone but the leader in the PK droid. And basically it was like, boop, 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 all around Maul. And they punched Maul to death. Like, it was just like.
Yes. I'm telling you, PK droids are so underrated in droid lists. In my opinion, I don't build a droid list unless I can do 2 things. Include PK droids, at least 2 PK droids, and at least 2 Magnus.
Dude, The problem with that list, and I said on the Scoundrels, and I said it going in, when I built the list, when I was bringing it, I'm like, everyone, including myself, is going to be miserable when I play this list. Like, and it was just so miserable because...
You were miserable. I remember that. I remember you saying, remember? I'm leaving.
Yeah, I'm leaving. I was 3-0, and I was like, I'm out. I can't even do this anymore. Like, I hate this so much.
Yeah.
And because it was just like, okay, listen, when I play... For those of you who have known and listened, I really don't like playing things that take a lot of brain power because I know I'm going to get tired. Like, that's just, we all are, right? I don't do well mentally under those conditions. I start making mistakes. So I need lists that I can make minimum mistakes with. I'm not tracking a lot. I need to just have like a lot of muscle memory with the list, right? Well, the problem with this one is like, you're healing, you're trying to track all your healing and which unit they're with. And I like, even with all my B1s being color coordinated, it was still like, dude, which one did I just heal with? Like, I think I did it with this, you know what I mean? Like, and it's just like when you, like by game 3, you're so exhausted that you're just going, I can't even, like, I don't even know what to do. Like, I'm so tired. Like, I don't know what I did. I don't know who I healed. I don't know what's the best unit to heal. But, you know, it's just, it definitely was an interesting list, to say the least.
And it's frustrating to play against, especially, again, when you start healing things that have red saves, like tanks or Magnus or something like that. And you're like, oh, good, I got some stuff through. Yeah, you know, again, through like Magnus dodges or tank's armor or whatever. And then you just take it back.
You're like, nah, you didn't.
Just kidding. Nah, you didn't. Yeah. You're like, oh, all right. Well, I hate this. Thank you.
Well, and I mean, that was like, and this one is designed like you almost don't even care about the tank. You're just like marching your guys up and they're like, all right, I destroyed 4 of those B1s. And you're like, heal, 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 heal. And then they're just back shooting at you again. You're like, yo, what, you know? And so
it's almost sounds like a Clone Wars episode, right? Where like you feel like they're fighting like a replicator or something like that.
Yes,
they're building droids faster than they can cut them down or something.
Yep, that's exactly it's crazy. And I don't, you know, the funny thing is I think the next time I'm pretty sure I'm gonna be at Everwinter in Boston.
Nice. That when is that?
It is. Hold on, I'll tell you. I know it's the weekend after PAX. It is. Let's see here.
I set up my calendar, man. Let me look at my calendar.
What the heck? Tournaments.
Oh, that's right. I'll still be away.
Yeah,
that's
you're right. gonna. You're not gonna. We talked about town. This. Yeah. December 8th, Friday, December 8th, it starts. Mm-hmm. But yeah, so I think I'm gonna be at that. That'll probably be unless there is a decent weekend between now and December 8th where I can get something local. That'll probably be the next time I play.
No.
I don't know what I'm gonna play. I'm kind of.
There's an event in Buffalo at. Heart of the Game on Saturday. Yeah. And I'm not going to give any spoilers away, but my fingers are full of glue. We've been making something right after work. I've just been gluing and going and going and going, and I'm very tired of it. And I, side note, everyone wants an insight into Tim's Legion outlook. I love painting. I hate with a passion. I hate assembly. And so I genuinely mean this. If you're listening to this and you're out there and you're like, hey, Tim, I'll assemble your stuff for you for a small fee. I'll do that. I'll probably take that deal. We can talk about it. DM me. It's okay. Cause we can talk about it. I'll paint it. I'll prime it. I got an airbrush. I love it. But we go back to the time conversation.
Yeah.
I don't have the time to sit there normally and assemble pieces by piece, by piece, by piece. Yeah. Whereas like painting, I can spray paint them all, airbrush them all, and then do details as I can, and then we're good. Like it's easy enough, but yeah.
It's interesting. There's so much going on. But yeah, I'm looking forward to that. I forgot why I couldn't do PAX. There was something going on.
Well, I was just gonna say, for those that are listening, if you want a great event to go to as well. So there's Everwinter right after PAX, and there's PAX is a great event. Nick from Legion 99 is also putting that on. Fifth Troopers Legion 99.
That's right.
But he's putting that on, and he does great tournaments. He is, I feel safe in saying this, he's, I think, the best map builder in the biz. And it's just great. Like when one of his tables actually showed up at Millennium last weekend.
Oh, really?
And they were bringing it out. Evan still had it, and he was bringing it. He's going to bring it back to him at PAX. And he's like, "Hey, I got one of Nick B's tables. You want that?" I was like, "Absolutely, we want that. Please, yes, God." It's great. So I highly encourage. I sadly cannot make it this year, but PAX is a great time.
I won't be making it to PAX either this year, unfortunately. But yeah, it's just because it's a good tournament because of Nick. But then also the convention is just is a great convention. Philadelphia, it's that convention center is amazing. If you guys are there, there is across the street is the market, and they have tons of restaurants and like food, little food things. There is a deli in there.
That's right. Tell me about this last year.
That makes the most amazing sandwiches you'll ever have in your life. It was so good. It was so good.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Philly's a great food city. Yeah. It's almost like a mini, to me, it's like a mini Gen Con. You know, I love Gen Con. That's my favorite. And it's very much like an East Coast mini Gen Con. It's great.
Yeah.
And they get lots of convention deals too. For if you want to, like, if you're looking to buy board games and whatnot, especially for holidays coming up, they do a lot of convention deals and things like that.
And you might be able to. Last year we caught a Flyers game while we were there. Ooh, that was great. Idea. Yeah, their whole sports complex down there is amazing. So they got all three stadiums are right in the same little like parking lot. It's really cool.
Must be nice to have a good team to cheer for.
Yeah.
Cries in New York sport fan. I'm a Giants fan too, so now I'm really crying. But
I mean, rough. I'm a Bills and Mets fan. So Bills have been great till this year. All of a sudden, for whatever reason, they're not doing so hot. But
I know. But I'm a Bills fan too, so it's okay.
But yeah.
It's hard. It's a hard life to be a New York sports fan.
Dude, my whole life. My whole life. Yeah. I mean, I don't need to tell people, but I will, about the four Super Bowls that the Bills just completely bungled.
Man, I'm still riding the high of beating the Patriots twice in the Super Bowl within like a 3 or 4 year span. It was great. Yeah. Still riding that
Must be nice.
Yeah.
Okay, we couldn't even beat the Patriots this year, and it's like the worst Patriots team that's ever been put on the field.
Oh, don't remind me. I watched that game. That was sad.
God. You know what my hope is, honestly, when it's kind of how Legion works for me too in my head, and maybe I'm broken, but like, I mean, I am broken. There's not a maybe about it, but when it comes, like when we're having, like when the Bills are having an amazing year, and it's like they're like, you know, 9-1, and like, you know, we're going in the offseason, we definitely number one. It's like, yeah, they're not gonna make it. Like, it's just this thing. But like, when I'm like, when they go in and they're like 7-3, and we're heading towards it, I'm like, I don't know, I think we got a chance. Like, I don't know why, but I would rather have all my, like, I like all my losses early in the season, and then like, you know, without the highest hopes. That seems to be when, and it's the same with Legion, right? Like, if I'm going to lose something, I'd rather lose it like right away, so I know what I'm dealing with, and then, you know, play uphill from there.
I have been to plenty of Legion events where I will say, like, if I lose my first one, I go, cool. I know, like, you know, if it's a bigger event or whatever, I'm not going to make a cut. Awesome. Now I know I'm just having fun. Hopefully I'd like to go positive. That's always my goal, is to be positive. Yeah. And so like, I'd like to go 2-1. Here we go. There we go. I feel that.
So anyways, let's see. I think that's it. I think we could wrap this one up.
We got a lot of, you kind of mentioned this offhand, but we got a lot of different segments coming up down the road that we're kind of building up a bank of and thinking of and having think tanks on. But
to be honest, I'm looking forward to it. I really had to, this episode was just to test him out to make sure he could handle the pressure the main branded podcast.
It's I'm sweating. I have a fan going, so you know, take the heat off a little bit for me. Great.
No, and also me just focus too much on our other podcast, the Iron and Tentacles podcast. If you guys ever had a chance,
that's a great listen. Time.
We run a RPG podcast. It's a Cthulhu based RPG podcast, and you don't even need to play the game. It's just entertaining. So you should come listen and hang out. But I'm just so like, I love that podcast so much. We got such a great group. And this, I love being creative, and there's like just so much opportunity to be creative story-wise with that podcast. So
it's a lot of fun. It's a lot of fun to record it. We got a great group for having an RPG group together. It's really good.
A really good RPG group.
What? I said we have a great group.
No, I'm agreeing. I'm saying like a real
I thought you were like questioning me. Like, we were on the same page.
Is that like, I just randomly put that together. Like, there was no tryouts or anything for anybody. I was just like, all right, let's see where this goes. Yeah. And we just, I don't know, we just got really lucky. Like, everybody's really great. Yeah. So
it's been a lot of fun, and I'm looking forward
to it. We thought you were going to be the loose cannon of the group, and it turns out you're not even close.
There's always a bigger fish.
Yeah. All right. Yeah, so we will be doing this weekly, so we'll be back next week. It's looking like Thursdays are going to be the days that these go out. So join us every Thursday. We're really excited. We've got some segments planned. We've already got some people lined up that we want to – lined up's a strong word. We already have people in our mind that we want to bring on.
Mentally lined up. The paperwork will all come together.
I haven't told them yet. But I've got it lined up.
Yeah. They know.
So
Trooper Sixth Sense. There you go.
So looking forward to that, and looking forward to just to talking to Tim every week. I think this will be great.
Not many people would say that, so thank you for saying that.
I like talking to you.
Screw
those
fun,
people, Tim. Screw them. You're the best.
Tune in and have a chat with your friends, basically. That's what we're here for, man. We're here to have a chat. It's all good.
Maybe I think maybe I was going to tell you tonight, But maybe we'll institute it for next week. Is I think we need to have a we each need to have a drink while we're recording these podcasts. I think
you don't have to tell me back. Twice.
All right,
you don't have to tell me twice. I'm always down for
that. I actually opened the liquor cabinet and I was like, there. Oh, here's a little recipe.
Oh,
you know Arnold Palmer's, right?
Always.
So there's what I like to make is apple Palmer's.
Okay.
All right. So it's apple cider. It's a New York thing. Okay. So it's apple cider and tea. Okay. Instead of lemonade and tea.
Sure.
And you put in 1911 apple cider vodka in it.
Okay. I can get behind that.
So they're called apple Palmer's. So good.
We had a fall party or a Halloween party the other week. And I made a really simple sangria that was just a whole bunch of apple cider, caramel vodka, and a bottle of wine. And that was it.
That's
it
good too.
Yeah. Super like low-key cider, sangria. But it was super, super great. And it tastes like a caramel apple. It was amazing. Yeah. Nice. So there you go.
I think we have drinks.
See, and we'll have drinks and then we can share our drink recipes. There you go.
So
free drink recipes.
Yeah, we should create like pairing menus for lists. You have to like, here's the drink you have when you're playing this list.
This is going to show the bougie side, but that's okay. I actually have in my house, and now I'm going to go have a bottle of wine, but I have a wine journal and a cheese journal, and I tend to pair them together and I make notes of like what this would eat or drink well with.
Nice.
So there you go.
That's cool. A good time. Yeah.
Yep.
All right. Keep us sane, I like it. So. Well, we're going to do that for Legion.
There you go.
When you're playing Boba Fett, a Moscow mule is.
333 sounds like an old fashioned to me. There you go.
That's right. All right. Well, perfect. Cool. Thanks, Tim, for being always. Here. This is always. Great. Thanks, everyone, for listening. I'm looking forward to this, and we'll see you all next week.
Bye.
Join us next week for another edition of the Fifth Trooper podcast.
This has been a Fifth Trooper production.